Folks, it's that time where we get our view from the north. Ah, yes. Our new theme music, week two, doing his thing for Comcast Sportsnet, CSN, and W.com online. Talking Ducks, talking ball on Comcast, channel 737 on your Xfinity system. Follow along on Twitter. The handle is at Aaron J. Fentress. Mr. Fentress, how you doing?
I'm out on the driving range trying to fix my driver.
Trying to fix your driver or your hook or your slice or your...
My slice. It's so bad.
Now...
Like, it's like, yeah.
Is it a fade, a slice, or a banana? There's three different things.
Oh, I gotcha. A little bit of both. I slice it and a banana.
Now, are you stubborn to where you're still trying to hit it down the middle, or are you getting to certain holes and saying, look, I just hit the ball to the right, and are you taking it into play?
I will adjust my stance, but you don't understand. It has a mind of its own. I slice it badly. It's curving. It's almost like it's a boomerang. Like it's trying to turn around and come back to me. That's how much it turns to the right. It's really ugly. So sometimes I just don't even bother and I tee off with my 5-iron.
All right.
That's how bad it is. So I'm trying to fix it because I have a $300 driver.
All right. And by gum, I'm going to learn how to hit this freaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as far as Oregon football practice, now you've got segments that are open, and it looks like Coach Tags is kind of moving things around, morning, afternoon, evening sessions. So how often are you getting down here, and what do you make of this new open-door policy so far?
I'm down twice a week, which is plenty. We have Ashley Young down there every day, so I don't have to be down there every day. I can get quotes off her videos if I need to. Plus, it's a pain going down there. But actually, I like the Saturday night thing on Tuesday because I can just stay over for Wednesday. So that worked out perfectly. But no, it's nice. It's nice having at least part of it open. Just to see the guys visually, even though those first 20 minutes they let us in, they're warm-ups, they're drills. They're
right.
Nothing special. They're not doing anything exciting really. You've seen receivers run routes against air once. You've seen it 100,000 times. But it's nice just to watch them and learn. There's a lot of new guys on this team or guys you haven't seen play because they're rising up the depth chart. So it's cool. Plus, obviously TV gets to get some B-roll, and we get to get some video stuff. And Ashley Young is doing a great job of clipping together clips. You get some practice along with the comments we get from people. So it just makes for a better content package for people. So, yeah, we like it.
Yeah, it seems to be getting a lot of thumbs up. So for all the talk, when you wrote about it, you called it hoopla surrounding the kind of splash this new coaching staff has made recruiting-wise. You've been the one cautioning all along. It's awesome, it's awesome. You get it. You need a beast on the defensive line. So what can you tell us about this Malcolm Lamar kid and what kind of a score it appears to be?
That was nice. I mean, that was a good get. You went down south to Florida, which, Taggart owns Florida. Let's just call it that right now. Taggart has no trouble recruiting from Florida. But you stole a guy away from, Florida, LSU, Georgia, Alabama, made offers to this guy. He's listed at 245, but he's a good, probably a 3-4 defensive end, so he'll probably, by the time he gets here and they get him on the field, he'll be, 270, 275, unless they keep him as a speed rush in, who knows. But it's a good get, and those are the kind of guys you need to get to add to this defense because that's been the most glaring weakness. I've said it a million times. And although the recruiting class looks great on paper and everything like that, if they don't get D linemen so that they can, stop the run and get a pass rush, then it's not going to matter when you get to the upper echelon level. So that was a nice get. And then, there's got to be a lot of excitement around Jordan Scott. He's a guy who was listed as a 3-star recruit who I think Florida pulled their offer from him because they thought maybe he was overweight. But he's trimmed down. He could end up being a 4- or 5-star caliber kid. We'll see. I mean, they're very, very high on him. No one's seen him play yet. But to a man on that team, they're talking about him like he's the real deal. So, that's what I wanted to see. Oregon's always gotten linebackers. They've always gotten DBs and receivers and quarterbacks and running backs of the 4-star variety from all over the country. But that was a huge get right there. So major props for that. And plus, the old linemen they get. My goodness. I wrote about this last week, too. They have 3 old linemen that are 335, 340, and 345.
Whoa.
And like 6'5 to 6'7. It's like over 1,000 pounds of offensive linemen. It's ginormous. So they're definitely working on getting bigger in the weight room and on the recruiting trail.
We're talking with Aaron Fentress, Comcast Sportsnet in Portland. Media day, I got some one-on-one time with Arian Springs. I just really like it. I'm sorry, what?
I said, my man.
Yeah, I really like that guy. I said if confidence was an asset, he'd be Bill Gates. So you asked him who the breakout player was going to be on defense, and he's like, me, which is interesting because it's funny, but he really needs to play better because he's been kind of inconsistent, right?
Yeah, I mean, he did it tongue-in-cheek a little bit. I mean, with Arian, I think some people are great as talkers. He's a witty guy, and things just come out. I don't think he was totally trying to be cocky or arrogant. He did name Jordan Scott and Troy Dye and someone else, Ougo. So he wasn't completely being self-centered there, but he threw it out there twice myself. And you know what? He should be due. You know, and it's funny. Someone on Twitter the other day was saying how bad he was. He was bad. He's bad. And I'm like, he's got, you know, 24 pass breakups in 2 years. It's not bad. I think he's in the top 10 all-time at Oregon in that category. He does only have one interception. He has been known to – you know, sort of have a, you know, mind lapse in coverage and give up easy touchdowns, which is why he got yanked in the Cal game, which for him he said was the worst day of his season last year. Give up two touchdowns and got pulled, lost his starting job after that. So he needs to put it all together. You know, he's got the physical ability, he's got great feet, good ball skills, other than the catching ability. He says he needs to work on that, but he can make the break on the receiver, make a break on the ball. You know, he has the ability. And, you know, NFL Draftscout.com, you know, right now has him as the number 14 corner in the upcoming draft, which means he would get drafted. There were 37 corners drafted last year. So there's obviously some feeling that he's got the skills to go next level. But for this team, he needs to stop giving up the silly big plays. I mean, just they can't happen. If you get beat deep because the receiver ran a great route, and he's a great receiver, and the quarterback had time and made a great throw, and you were there, but the guy caught it.
Right.
Don't get beat deep because you're doing something that wasn't called. And if he does that, I think he's going to be fine. Plus, he's excited, he says, about being able to press more. I guess in his mind, they got way too far away from the press coverage last year. There's something he likes to do is get into receivers and get physical. So he's looking forward to doing more of that under Leavitt. So he's hoping and feeling like this is, you know, it's time for it all to come together for him. And if it does, that's good news for Oregon, no doubt.
Now, when we talked last week, I forgot you had written something that day about, you know, how these guys have hit the weight room and bulked up, even Justin Herbert. But I thought it was interesting that, to a man, the guys who discussed that incident that led to three ducks ending up in the hospital, would I be accurate in saying just about all the guys are kind of behind Coach Odorinde despite that controversy?
Oh, there's no doubt. That was the case day one. I mean, everyone knew that it was just an accidental thing that happened, that it wasn't a product of, you know, abusing the players or anything like that. You know, it got overblown nationally, and that was a sad thing about it, is that, you know, everyone in my business jumped on their soapbox. You know, the New York Times, the Washington Post, though, the Dallas Morning News, ESPN was all over it. Like, it just became like, ooh, some guys went to the hospital. This must be, you know, the prime example of a program abusing players, and they're not being paid. Let's jump on it. It just became this thing that just took on a life of its own. It was completely irresponsible and poorly reported, and it's just example. I mean, even like around the horn, we're talking about it and highly questionable, and it was just, well, this is pathetic, really. And then it all, of course, died and went away, and everyone went on to the next controversy. But what was going on in-house is that the players knew that what Coach O was doing and what Coach Taggart was doing was going to help make them bigger and stronger. And you look at them now, they look bigger, and we assume they're stronger. They're not lying about the weight room numbers, but they definitely look different. And everyone said that whole situation, the way it was reported nationally, was a joke, and that they all love what Coach O has done for them, and that they look back on it as just this unfortunate thing that happened that they've all worked through.
Couple of final thoughts for Aaron Fentress working on his $300 driver. So last month, I decided it was worth to see who your biggest Twitter crackpot of the week was. We had a couple of good ones in a row. Have you finally taken on and destroyed your last Twitter troll? Because it looks like they all disappeared.
You know what? Maybe they all know I'm doing this. And they don't want to get called out. But it was like right after we started doing this, they like, and I look for them too. I keep waiting for someone to say something stupid. It hasn't happened yet. But I think once the season starts, they'll start coming, because there's so many different pockets of fans with so many different opinions about what went down with Helfrich last year, what went down with the whole staff, what you know, hiring Taggart. and what this program's going to look like, then I think we're going to see them. They're going to be coming out in different forms once the season starts. But yeah, the last few weeks, man, it's been really lame. I've been pretty disappointed.
Well, so have I. I feel like I it's weird to say, but I almost kind of miss them.
Exactly. So.
All right. Well,
maybe they'll come back.
The advice here, back and through, make sure your weight shifts during your swing, follow through, and you got to be mechanical about the swing with your driver. That's all
my
the advice.
My problem is getting my hips through first so my hands don't come through too fast, and then getting the slight little wrist turn so you don't, you know, so you can close the club. That's my problem.
All right. Well, we'll keep track of this because we know how critically important this is. Always appreciate the time, Mr. Fentress.
It's important for my sanity. Otherwise, you'll be calling me in a therapist's office. So.
Yeah, you'll be like in that movie Tin Cup. You'll have all these gadgets attached to you.
Exactly. I just watched that the other night. Exactly.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, please. So travel safe and appreciate the time. We'll talk soon.
That sounds good. Bye.
Take it easy.